This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, and welcome to Flipping the Switch with Suze. It's my absolute pleasure to be your host for the next hour as we look at how you can flip the switch. And today's topic is, well, it's a bit early, but it's spring cleaning. Never too early to think about it. And we're going to spring clean not only your thoughts, but your life, your closets, and everything around it. Today's show has been pre-recorded, and I have as my guest Julie Tulin, who is one of the practitioners from Edmonton. Welcome, Julie.
Thank you, Suze.
And today we will not be having any callers, so if you are finding something that you have that you go, I just want to talk to Suze about that, or I wish I could call in, you can, and we'll be doing that next week when we come back to the live shows. So on March, put it on your calendar, on March the 13th at this time. Absolutely would love to hear from you about how you're going about your spring cleanup, or just what are those little corners of your mind that you'd like to dust out. So the topic always is around the belief repatterning process, which I developed and is outlined really thoroughly in my book, Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping Your Switch to Positive Thoughts, published by Hay House in 2012. It's readily available by order from just about anywhere. You can get it in a hard print version, or you can also get it on an electronic version. And if you want me to autograph it, you can just order it off of my website, which is suzecasey.com. That's S-U-Z-E-C-A-S-E-Y.com. So now that we've got that little bit of advertising out of the way, Julie, welcome so much to the show. I'm so glad that you could join us today.
Thanks, Suze. I'm really excited to be here.
Do you want to maybe just fill in listeners a little bit about your belief repatterning journey?
Sure, I'm happy to do that. I was probably first introduced to belief repatterning. It's almost 9 or 10 years ago now when one of the practitioners came and spoke at a business meeting. And I sat in the meeting with my mouth hanging open because everything she said resonated with me. It made so much sense how powerful our beliefs are. And when she was talking about how easily we could shift them, I got very excited because I knew that I had my own share of limiting beliefs. And I also saw that a lot with my team. So I went to an appointment with her and then promptly did very little beyond that. And then a few years later, two more practitioners showed up at one of our meetings, and my girlfriend sat beside me and she said, "You have to do this." And I said, "Yeah, you're right." And I think I registered for the all of the courses within the next month. And I've been a practitioner now for about 5 years, and I do it in along with my other business, which is my Discovery Toys business. So it has been life-changing.
And how are you finding the ability to be able to switch your thoughts and to be able to repattern old beliefs helping you in your other business?
Well, I mean, for me, some of my old beliefs I was aware of. But so many, once I started doing the process regularly, I realized I had so many beliefs that I wasn't even conscious of, that were holding me back. And they were preventing me from, making the money that I felt I deserved, building the organization that I really wanted, and just having the success that I longed for. So combining, starting to do the repatterning, and I know you tell people this, and I tell people this all the time, once you learn the belief repatterning technique, you're doing it all the time. And I find myself doing it with not just with my own self, but also when I'm coaching my team members and when I'm coaching, even when I'm talking to friends, I find myself just supporting them in moving away from limiting beliefs. So it has shifted my life 180 degrees. It's been tremendously, it's changed my business. It's increased my bank account. It's changed my family lives and my personal relationships with, you know, friends, family, coworkers. It really has been a dramatic change for me. It's been wonderful.
Well, and it really is about how the mind processes information. And, you know, so people are always asking me, you know, will belief repatterning work for this, or will belief repatterning work for that, or will belief repatterning help me with, or how can I get over my? And that's the cool part, is that the common denominator in all of those things that we want, desire, and dream about is our mind. And, you know, I for a long time had been watching and studying and knowing that our mind creates. And, you know, I mean, I think we all go through the let's beat up ourselves about it, because we're not, you know, gosh, I created this mess. And, you know, we use the law of attraction to beat ourselves up rather than to realize that we probably didn't consciously create it, but you can consciously create. And, you know, the cool part is when you can train that subconscious mind to do it for you. So like you say, whether you're thinking that you're doing it or not, it's there and working in the background, just like our breathing, you know, mechanisms and our walking mechanisms and all those things. We don't have to stop and think about it. And our subconscious mind is so powerful.
So powerful. Yes. So powerful. Yeah.
Well, one of the activities that I suggest that people do is pick a word for the day. And, you know, it seems like a very simple little exercise, but it actually is really profound, because what you're doing is you're training that subconscious mind to think about something on what I call the upside of the line. And so, I don't know, Julie, do you want to speak a little bit about your experience with choosing a word for the day?
Yeah, I meditate every morning, I journal every morning, I pick a word every morning, and the word I chose today was provide. And the first thing that came to my mind was, oh, I get to provide information, and I get to provide a service today. And so today's word seemed fairly obvious to me, but sometimes I'll get a word and it doesn't immediately resonate. But I trust it. And so I write my word down, and at some point in the day, inevitably something happens that takes me back to the word, and I can go, oh, okay, that's what that was about. Okay, now I get it. And I can embrace the word, and I can have a clearer understanding of what it might mean and how it's supporting me in my day to day. But I do the word thing with a lot of people. I encourage people to choose a word for the day because I think it's so beneficial.
So such an easy thing to do. So I'm just looking today's word on 365 repattern, because what happens is I would teach people this and they say, oh, it's so powerful when I remember to do it. I was like, okay, so let's remind people to do it. And so created the 365 repattern app, which if you do not have it yet on your smartphone, it's the number 365. So as in 365 days of the year, 365RE-pattern will get you there. And it's $3.99 if you're on an iPhone, $3.65 if you're on an Android. And every day when you download it, make sure that you put in the settings that you want it to push. Because what it'll do is it'll just send you a message every morning you'll wake up to the word. Will be sitting there on your phone. And I love it. Like, I'm so glad that I did it for me. Because sometimes, you know, you get into bed and you just, your best intentions. You know, I know Monday I was on a plane at 7 a.m. So I was up and out of the house before 5 a.m. And, you know, didn't do my word of the day, and kind of partway through the day was like, oh yeah, forgot it. You know, and I mean, it's, even for somebody who's trained themselves as much as I have, you know, our conscious mind will sometimes just take over. And so if you can just have those little tweaks that remind you. But it's interesting, because you were saying about sometimes it doesn't automatically make sense, and but you just trust it. Well, today's word on the 6th of March is trusting. And it's, and I always give a little kind of thing around it. So I choose to dissolve fear and panic by trusting myself to do and be my best, whatever is happening around me. And so it's like, okay, you know, trusting, where can I trust myself? And it just gives your subconscious mind something to think about.
Well, and I, yeah, I'll read your comments and I think, oh, that's a different perspective than where I was initially coming from. And you know, neither's right or wrong. It just is. And I love that it offers me a different perspective as well, right? Instead of just being stuck in what I think or what my immediate response is, it also opens up, well, maybe this is a possibility too, or, oh, I never thought of it that way. I never thought of that word in that way. And so that's, yeah, I like the app as well, Suze. Thank you for doing that.
You're welcome. Actually, just, you know, I often, when I'm on airplanes and stuff, I'll write like the next couple of days or weeks or months worth. And because Monday I was on a plane for pretty much the whole day, I got a lot of them done for a while. And I, like, it's really fun to write them. I really enjoy it. And you know, you said your word was provide for today. Well, we could put provide and trusting together.
Yes.
You know, so you can take the word that comes up on the app and put it with your word. It can remind you to go get your own word, or you can just use the word, whatever you want. But you know, if we put provide and trusting together, what might come up for that then, Julie?
Well, when I think of provide and trusting together, I guess I think about the opportunity to trust whatever shows up, and that we are provided. You know, if we trust that we are always provided for, mm-hmm. spiritually, financially, emotionally, we're always provided for. And when we trust that, everything flows a little bit easier.
Now, another, you know, and another way you could look at it is that you were saying that you're thinking about, oh, I get to provide information, and just trusting that someone's going to hear what we're talking about and it's going to help them. And that's, you know, what I walk into every radio show, every you know, workshop I give, I just know that something will happen that's going to shift somebody's life. And it's a very exciting place to be, to be able to help people move through all that stuff that's just clouding up their thoughts and clouding up their creativity.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah. So one of the things that I was excited to invite you on today, because as you know, I do the declutter your thoughts, declutter your life seminar, and yes. It's coming up in March, and people sign up for it by going to the Belief Repatterning website under events and seminars. And for $49, it's I think it's during the daytime this time, but it's two course time frames. Let me just grab what times those are so that people can know when they are. The decluttering one happens in April. In March, we're doing Being Heavy Weighing You Down, which is a great one to be doing in March, because some of the winter weight is there. We can start to let it go. But you know, really decluttering your physical being by releasing weight, or decluttering your life by cleaning out a closet, it's kind of the same process. The course is at 1 o'clock Mountain Time, beginning on the 3rd of April. And we go from 1 until 2:15 Mountain Time. So Pacific Time, that's noon to 1:15. And Eastern Time, that would be, let me just do the math here, that'd be 3 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern Time. And so we go on the 3rd of April and the 10th of April. And then we take a week off. And then we come back on the 24th of April for a Q&A time frame where people can just come and ask their questions about how they've been applying it. Now, the thing that's cool about these is it's $49 to join in and do the event live. And that gives you like lots of email access and get all your questions answered. And, you know, sometimes I know the seminar that I'm doing this month, this past month, there was 3 people in it. So they got lots of individualized attention. Sometimes we do limit it to 12. So sometimes there might be 12, but even so, I make sure that everybody gets their questions answered. And then what happens is that you get the recording of the call so you can go back over it. Now, if you can't make it live and you want to just buy the recording, that's a $20 investment. And with both of them, you get 20% off of a one-on-one. So, you know, that's a $30, $35 or $33 right there. So great investment. We're really trying to support people and making sure that they know that they've got a choice. And I think the thing that most happens is that when we've got this clutter around our lives, whether it be in the closet or on our desks or in our back seats of our cars, when we've got clutter, it's a reflection of what's going on in the mind. Is that what you found, Julie?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Since I've been clutter. And I have certainly guided and felt compelled to release clutter for a long time. This hasn't been I kind of cluttered up the house in a year. I've been cluttering up the house and the area for a long, long time. And just something shifted for me this year, and I thought, this isn't working for me anymore. This isn't supporting me anymore. And I wanted to, I really made a conscious decision to support myself and start to release the clutter and start to get rid of the things that were no longer serving me. And I started with physical clutter, but as I could tell you, and as I'm sure that many people who have done this process have experienced, it just starts with the physical clutter, and then the emotional clutter starts to fall away. And I've lost weight since I started my decluttering, and so the shifts that have happened have been remarkable for me. And it's just a matter of getting the ball going. So whatever support you can reach out for to help you get the ball going is beneficial, and it will shift so many areas of your life.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to be coming up to a break here in about 3 or 4 minutes, and I want to just give folks some ideas on how they might get started. And so, Julie, I'm interested on how do you get started on your projects when you're releasing and letting things go? What's the kind of beginning steps of the process for you?
Well, first of all, I try to be gentle with myself, because I think the reason I didn't do it for years was I had a tendency to think if I couldn't get it all done, then I wouldn't even start. And you shared with me years ago, Suze, you shared with me, Julie, set your timer for 15 minutes and just start in a corner and work your way around the room. And finally this year I heard your voice and I thought, I'm going to do this. And I literally went into one of the rooms in my house that had been really weighing me down, and I took my timer, I set it for 15 minutes, I had a box for things to give away, I had a bag for things to throw away, and I had another bag for things to recycle that I could take to the recycle depot. And I set the timer, and I just started with a pile. And I moved and by the time the buzzer rang after 15 minutes, the shift was already so noticeable and my energy was already lifted, and I wanted to keep going. So I think the first day I did probably 30 minutes, but I limited it to 30 minutes because I knew I could have spent 8 hours in there. And I thought that would have really, I didn't feel like that would be supportive of myself. So I started with 15 minutes at a time in the space.
Well, and I think that this is one of the pieces of feedback I get all the time from people, is that they go, I just want to do more. And I'm like, discipline yourself to walk away after that 15 minutes. I hear that you did 30 that first day. That's okay at the beginning because you're like, you know, you're highly motivated. But
yes. But
I would really suggest if you walk away wanting to do more, then that's going to like propel you back there. You can go back later in the day and do more. But you know, that you want to leave yourself wanting more, because as soon as you get to that heavy place of you can't decide this or that, that's when it starts to drag you down and wear you out and put you into that place, that pit place that we don't want to be in. So what I'm going to suggest, we're going to take a break here, and what I'm going to suggest is that people that are listening is just jot down where the clutter in your life is the most irritating. So that might be the, you know, year worth of bank statements you haven't balanced. It doesn't have to be like physically sitting there as a pile in front of you, but something that's just really irritating you and draining your energy and making you crazier than you want to be. Write that a note to yourself about that, and then write down one thing that's just a little irritant, like just a little minor, like the shoes at the front door are kind of bugging me, or you know, something that's just a little minor one. So one that's really bugging you and one that's a minor one. And we're going to come back and tell you a little bit of our ideas about how you go about getting your energy back where you want it to be. Because when we're on that downside of the line, we cannot think creatively. Get yourself to that upside of the line, raise the vibration, and you can think creatively again. So anything to add into that, Julie, before we take a quick break here?
I'm going to do it.
Perfect. Okay. Well, take care, and we'll be back in 3 minutes, maybe two. This is Flipping the Switch, and I'm Suze Casey. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be right back.
You've learned it, now live it. You've read the books and studied the theories, but the practical application is hanging you up. Are you tired of beating yourself up for not living what you know to be true? This is Suze Casey, and I invite you to integrate your learning through easy-to-practice exercise found in my book, Belief Repatterning, the amazing technique for flipping the switch to positive thought. It's available through hayhouse.com or your local bookstore. Hi, this is Suze Casey, and I'm passionate about helping people flip the switch to positive thoughts. And through belief repatterning, I'll support you. I invite you to sign up for my newsletter on suzecasey.com. That's SUZECASEY.com. You can also order an autographed copy of Belief Repatterning, find out about individualized coaching with me, or join one of my online courses. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose. suzecasey.com. My gran used to say, a penny for your thoughts, and you know that a mindful daily practice is effective, but who has the time? What if there was a simple, practical, and profound way to focus your subconscious mind? 365 Repattern is an app that sends you a focus word and a positive thought every day, 365 days. Based on my book, Belief Repatterning, the amazing technique for flipping the switch to positive thoughts, 365 Repattern, you can get it at your app store, Android or iPhone. Your thoughts are worth it, and I'm Suze Casey reminding you.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, and welcome back. This is Suze Casey, and you're listening to Flipping the Switch. And today's topic is spring cleaning, your life and your thoughts. And so we're taking a look at clutter today and what it actually does to you. So my guest today is Julie Tulin. She's one of our practitioners. She is resident in Edmonton, works with clients on the phone and by Skype and in person, and wrote a really cool article about decluttering a couple of weeks ago. She has a really nice newsletter that she sends out every Friday called Feel Good Fridays. And Julie, I have to tell you, it's one of those things I really look forward to on Fridays. I just like, thank you. My life, my world, my week seems complete when I read the Feel Good Friday message.
Thank you. Thank you, Suze. I enjoy writing them.
Yeah, it must just kind of bring a bit of a closure to them, bring you all your thoughts kind of just to a nice little place.
Absolutely. Yeah. I find all week I have ideas and they come together on Friday. So, yeah.
Oh, and the thing that's interesting is that you've set that out for yourself. And when you set out an intention like that, then like you say, all week you have ideas about it. And so one of the things that I would like to suggest for people when they're doing their decluttering things or, you know, bringing some order to their life or what I like to call, you know, increasing the energy in their space around them is have an intention. Rather than the intention of, I'm going to get this darn cupboard cleaned out or, oh, I got to get that stupid pile taken care of. Do you have any ideas or suggestions for people, Julie, around setting an intention when they're doing that process of decluttering?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think whenever we can get to that feeling place, that starts to really shift things. And the room I started my decluttering process in was what we lovingly called the craft room. Now, that's a very generous term because I couldn't get into the craft room there was boxes in the way, old clothes that, you know, members of the family had decided we didn't need anymore. They sort of got piled into that room. There was papers there. There was just, it seemed to be the junk spot. And so as much as I enjoy doing some craft stuff, I was never doing it. I couldn't get into the space to do it. And so my intention with that room was just, I wanted to be able to go in there and take a cup of tea and sit and do my crafts. So I could see the end in mind, and I knew how great that was going to feel the first time I could sit at that table. And so that was what my focus was it wasn't so much that I was clearing the space as it was I wanted to be able to do cards. I wanted to be able to do my crafts and do my papers, you know, that I create in there. So I tried to keep that in mind all the time, that, you know, I'm getting closer to being able to do my crafts. I'm getting closer to be able to create cards for people so I could send out love in my cards. And that was, you know, that was my intention for that room.
And I think it's really important to always have that, what you are creating rather than what you are trying to get the focus, because it's hard to do it if you're trying to slog through a pile of things. But if you know that what you're doing is creating, and you know, it comes to mind as you're saying that, Julie, I'm suspecting that probably the reason that the craft room got so junk room filled was that you had stopped taking that time for yourself and gifting yourself that opportunity to be in there with your cup of tea and relax and nurture that creative spirit of yours.
For me, it made it easier to rethink that room. Because if it didn't fit in my vision of what I wanted the room to look like and feel like, it was easier to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. So, because I knew that this space, I needed to have, you know, my inks in there, and I needed to have paper in there, and I needed to have stamps in there, but I certainly didn't need to have shoe boxes in there. And so it just made it easier to release things that didn't fit into my vision of what that room was going to look like and feel like at the end.
I often suggest, people are always asking me, where should I start? And, you know, that's why I had people jot down the what's bugging you the most and what's just a mild irritant. And I know that people are going to think I'm going to suggest that you start with what's bugging you the most, but actually start with the mild irritant. Because what you'll find is that you can get that kind of in line really easily, and then that allows you to touch back. And so what I mean by that is that you might do something like the cutlery drawer. You know, you could do the cutlery drawer practically while you're waiting for stuff to, you know, the kettle to boil. Like it's one of those things, like it doesn't take long to just put things in order. And then every time you go into that little cutlery drawer, you're going to be reinforcing that feeling of things in their right place, things tidy, things organized in a way that makes it easier. You know, you can just reach in and grab what you want. I know when I began the project cluttering my, at that time, 5-bedroom house from, at that time, the wonderful father of my kids, who was an incredible pack rat, I began by cleaning out the freezer, because that, like the freezer and the fridge, because I had control over that, and it was driving me nuts every time I would open it. It was just a little mild irritant, but I would open it up and things would slide and I couldn't find what I needed. And it, you know, it was less than a 5-minute job to just take everything out, wipe it out, put it back in an organized way. But every time I went there, it reinforced how good it felt, and it got me, you know, moving around and that pick a place. Now, where I would suggest then that you move to is to where you want to, like you had a reason, Julie, for that room because you had a purpose that you wanted to reclaim. But right. If someone's not in that place, I would suggest the place that you spend the most time, which is your bedroom, and you're not in a conscious place. So whatever energy is going on in that bedroom is going to affect you at a place where you have no control over it because you're sleeping. So if you've got that pile of clothes that's, you know, on the chair that you have there so that you can sit down and put your boots on, but you haven't done anything other than store clothing on it for the last 6 months, that would be a great place to start. And just a place, you know, my mom used to say a place for everything and everything in its place. And I used to roll my eyes at her, but really when things are in their place, then our brain is not spending any time being drained by it.
Absolutely. And I found that our craft room used to be on the same floor as our bedrooms. And so once the craft room was done, all of a sudden it filtered into the other areas. My daughter started to clean her bedroom and gave away, I think she ended up giving away, I think, 13 or 14 purses and bags that she had in her bedroom. I started in my bedroom as well, and it just flowed, you know, and now it's flowed throughout the entire house. I find myself, I have an intention on my app, and at 11 o'clock it rings, and it says, go throw two things away. And I find myself walking through the house every day thinking, oh, tomorrow I'm going to put those in the box for giveaway. You know, tomorrow I'm going to throw that item away. And it doesn't seem like a lot to throw two things away or to give, you know, to put two things in a giveaway box doesn't seem like a lot. But if you're doing it every single day, and you're right, that energy shifts. Now when I walk through my house, there's clear surfaces, and it is exciting, and it does have me wanting to do more and more and more. So every day I find myself, I'm doing a little bit more. I'm still spending 15 minutes decluttering some area of my house every day, and it's become easier. It isn't more difficult. It's become easier because all I have to do is walk into the craft room and realize how good it feels to release the stuff that I don't need and I don't love and I don't want. And it does lead into, it's easier to release it in the bedroom. It's easier to release it in the office. It's easier to release it in the kitchen. And my family has jumped on board, and I didn't ask them to, I didn't expect them to. But it's been the natural progression for all of us. They're finding that, yeah, it does feel better with less stuff around.
So, you know, one of the things I always like to do on the show is do a repatterning, but since we have you today, I would like you to repattern with me, because even though I use the repatterning technique all the time, there's always, that's, you know, people say to me, when am I going to be done? And it's like, you're not a turkey, you know, you're not going to get cooked. The thing is that you get to a certain place and then you see something else that can happen. And so I began with my physical surroundings. And now what I really would like some support with, Julie, would be, I have like paper stuff, and it's all in files. Like, it's organized, but it's just like, really, do I really need to hang on to all of this, you know, this stuff? And I talk to people and I hear them talking about, you know, that they've got, I'm not as bad as this. Like, I don't have my old university papers anymore, but I know people who do, you know, they've kept books and papers that they wrote 30 years ago. And it's like, I mean, I kept my master's thesis, but other than that, I've let the rest of it go. But there still is all this paper, and it's the for me right now, honestly, and I use the example at the top of the hour, I haven't done my personal finance, putting it in order, and I know how important that is, and I haven't done it for a year, and we're coming up to tax time,
right?
And it's in file folders, you know, so it's not like all over the house. I have got to that point, but it's still cluttering up my brain. So I'd like to do some repatterning around that. We're not going to jump right in because we're going to take another quick break here, but can you help me figure out where I would start with that, or help listeners figure out where they might start in terms of a repatterning to get the intention set?
Sorry.
Okay, I'm not sure if we've got a few little technical glitches here, because sometimes we're cutting in and out here with each other. I hope that it's coming through just fine on the recording. But what I was saying is that, you know, what is the energy? Because there's you can feel it. There's an emotional energy that's keeping me, or that's whatever, that's got me in that old pattern around the financial pieces of paper. I'm getting it balanced. And the thing that's interesting, Julie, is that I know that I have probably used way more psychic energy on it in terms of time and space that it's renting in my brain than it would have just taken to sit down and do it. So clearly there's some kind of a resistance or something going on. Where might we start to do a repattern around that would help support me in that?
Well,
Sorry, what's the word?
Possessive.
Possessive?
Yeah.
Okay. And so we could imagine why or when or where or all that kind of stuff, but really what's the important part of this process?
Where are you moving towards? So, we want to move away from the possessive piece, and it doesn't matter where it came from, right? So instead of possessive, what would you prefer? What do you want to envision for your papers?
Well, you know, when you say that, what it feels like is that they own me.
Okay.
You know, yeah. It's like they've got a hold on me, girl. And to be free of that. Like I'm totally good to be into, you know, I'd like a free flowing back and forth kind of a reciprocal agreement with this financial stuff, that it doesn't own me, I don't own it. We just kind of freely flow. It flows into my life and it supports me. And yeah.
Absolutely. So do you want to start a repatterning now, or do you want to do that after the break?
Let's just get the words and then we'll go into a break. So we're moving from possessive to what?
I'm getting collaborate.
Okay.
Collaborate.
So folks, yeah. If you're listening, just think about what the energy is of whatever that is that's bugging you. And you know, Julie went through to the Pathways to Patterns book to find the word, but you actually don't even need to identify that down energy. You can just call it that icky stuff. It's just a little bit easier because I was just feeling heavily weighed down by it. When she came up with the word possessive, I'm like, oh my gosh, yes, I feel like it's owning me. It's not about me being possessive of it. It's about, it feels like it's renting space on me. And so this is the joy. People say to me, you know, what's the difference between just reading the book and doing the repatterning for yourself or working with a practitioner? The joy of working with a practitioner is they can shine a flashlight someplace where you may not have been looking before. So just think, though, how it would feel, how you want it to feel, how the relationship that you want with that energy. And we will be back in 2 minutes. We're just going to take a quick little break, and we'll be back with some more ideas on just spring cleaning your life and your thoughts. I'm Suze Casey. You're listening to Flipping the Switch on CTR Network. We'll be back in 2.
If you spoke to your friends the way you speak to yourself, how many friends would you have? Most of us are very aware of the damage the words of others do to our perception of ourselves. But what we aren't as aware of is the severity of the damage we do to ourselves with the insistent chatter of our inner critic. More than the words of others, it is our own self-talk that determines our outcomes, whether success or stuck, in all areas of our lives. I'm Suze Casey, encouraging you to move through that old limiting self-talk with a one-on-one session. You'll find all our licensed practitioners on beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com. We all offer individual sessions and ongoing coaching programs. Know you can and will repattern anything you choose. Are you ready to integrate belief repatterning into your everyday way of being? Discover effective ways to flip your switch between your own inner critic and inner coach. Changing your thoughts changes your behavior and creates the outcomes you desire personally, professionally, physically, and spiritually. Join me for the teleseminar. Over 3 weeks, you'll receive focused, individualized coached practice time, and we'll walk through the book. I'll support you with more practical suggestions. Your $99 investment also gives you access to our learning center and recordings of all the calls. For upcoming dates and to register, visit beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com, or call 403-286-9380. Learn how your inner thoughts and self-talk affects your behavior, your energy, and the energy of others. You can and will repattern anything you choose.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hi, and welcome back. You're listening to Flipping the Switch with Suze. I'm Suze Casey, and every week we talk about ways that you can just get your head around things and move your focus from one thing to another. Today I'm talking with Julie Tulin, who's one of our practitioners, one of the belief repatterning practitioners, who is based in Edmonton, Alberta. And she's going to just help me here. Before the break, I identified a place where I'm finding some challenges around something that's just cluttering up my mind, and it is my personal financial stuff. I'm really good with the business stuff, but the personal financial stuff, I kind of just leave to the side. And of course, tax season's coming up, and so it's just really hanging on to me more than it needs to. So before the break, we identified the feeling that I was feeling was that it's feeling possessive, like it's in control of me. And I'd rather have a collaborative, and I'm going to say even supportive relationship with that personal financial piece. So Julie's going to do some repatterning with me. We're going to walk through the belief repatterning process. And those people who are listening along, just think about how you want to feel when that, whatever it is that's draining your energy, is tidied up. And you can use that word instead, but you can use collaborative and supportive as we go along. So take it away, Julie.
Okay. So we'll do the whole process just so people hear it. But so let's start with, I forgive myself for believing my paperwork possesses me.
I forgive myself for believing that my paperwork possesses me.
Read that in. Give myself permission to move into collaboration and support with my paperwork.
I give myself permission. I'm going to just shift it a little bit. I give myself permission to have my paperwork support me in a collaborative way.
I love that. Read that in. Okay, so you know how it feels when your paperwork is, as you were saying, when you're feeling possessed by it. What does it feel like for you, Suze, when you're in a supportive, collaborative place with your paperwork and it's flowing?
I was just going to say, it feels like everything's flowing. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So I can choose to be weighed down, or I can choose to be flowing.
I can choose to be weighed down, or I can choose to be flowing. I choose to be flowing.
Excellent. Breathe that in. So when you're flowing with your paperwork, what else is going on for you? This is the freedom place, right? We get to play around with what does that look like for you? How does it feel? What's going on in your business? What's going on with your personal time when your paperwork is flowing and it's supportive and collaborative of what you want to create in your life?
And you know, this is interesting, Julie, because it's like, I don't know that I've ever had it in a place like in my personal world. I'm not sure that I've ever had it in that place. I sure know what it feels like in my business.
Okay.
So in my business, when everything is there, it's like, it's almost as if my business is not, you know, if my business isn't going anywhere, if I'm feeling a bit stuck, or, you know, I'm looking that I need more cash. So all I need to do is just like sit down, put my financial pages in order, you know, even 10, 15 minutes, and then boom, the phone will ring and somebody will be looking for an appointment. Someone will sign up for a course. Like it just makes everything start to move again. And so I'm imagining that it would be exactly the same in my personal life. And so I'm free to have all things in my personal life flow with ease.
Perfect. Breathe that in. What is that?
Oh, it's just like calm. It's like, yeah. And I'm thinking, sitting here going, yeah, like it would be like,
everything, like personal relationships and you know, it's not just the money, honey.
And so you know how that feels in your business. You've experienced it in your business. So I know how it feels to have everything free-flowing in my business. And I embrace that in all areas of my life.
I know how it feels to have that free-flowing, collaborative and supportive energy in my business. And I'm excited about having that in my personal life.
Breathe it in.
You know, and it's not even about not having it. I mean, I do have it to agree, but I'm ready to like up it. I'm ready to take it up a notch. And that's it's not that it's ever done, right? It's like, my personal life flows way better than it probably ever has, but I'm ready to like go to the next level with it. I'm ready to go from like grade 7 to grade 8 or whatever it is. Like just notch it up.
Yes. So I'm enjoying this free flowing in all areas of my life, and I'm open to experiencing more of it.
Enjoying this free flow support in all areas of my life, and I'm open to experiencing even more of it.
Breathe that in.
My monkey just said, oh, those papers are just going to get like so done.
Yay! Good.
Yeah.
And lastly, your surrender piece. So I embrace a collaborative, supportive, free-flowing life.
I embrace my collaborative, supportive, free-flowing life in all areas.
Read that in.
Yeah.
How does it feel?
It feels awesome. It feels awesome. It's really nice to have somebody else guide me through it. So thank you, Julie. It's great because I'm always guiding other people through it. And I do it for myself, and you can do it for yourself, obviously, but it's really, really nice to have somebody else shining the flashlight.
Good. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, no, thank you. I got tingles all over the place. I'm like, wow, yeah. Because it just went from being this like heavy blip to this, oh, yeah, okay, cool. Yeah.
Good.
When you get that intention, and you know, that's like, there's not only the being able to see that things are, you know, there, but there's that kind of part that you can't really put your finger on, but there's a big difference when you clean up some energy, isn't there?
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's really key, because I think that it is so much, we all have our blocks, no matter how consciously we're living, we all have our blocks. And I know that, you know, as soon as when we open ourselves up for support, everything shifts, however that support looks for you. So the courses, you know, that you make available are so incredibly powerful and life-changing and simple. I think that's the other thing is it's so simple. And even just for me having the opportunity to repattern with you, for me to give you that is a little intimidating and really, really fun for me to know that I can support you as well. So I think that that's another piece for people. We don't have to go this alone, and there's so much support out there. We just have to be open to the support and recognize that that's another part of decluttering, is giving ourselves permission to accept and receive support from others. And that helps us move in leaps and bounds.
Mm-hmm. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about putting on your catcher's mitt, and you know, it really is that place of being open to receive it, because it's not about, and that's what I was saying. Like my monkey was going, you know, I'm already doing this, but I want to do it more. And I think that's one of the things that I find so often with people is that we operate in our society on this like deficit model, that there's something wrong and that we have to fix it. And it's like, no, I mean, something can be right, and we just want to polish it up.
Right.
You know, it's there's nothing wrong with it. It doesn't have to be broken. It's just I'd like some more of something. And if you want some more of something, you're going to have to necessarily release and let go of some other stuff. And you know, just thinking about those things in your life that aren't supportive, and just like, let's just release those. And the easiest way to release them is by creating something that you really want. Yes. So we did that in my mind right now, and I'm just like, I'm itching to get off air and start on it.
I even brought some of it with me on this trip because I thought, you know, I'm going to be in the hotel room and I'll have some time and energy. And, you know, you can't get yourself very distracted with other things when you're away sometimes. It's a good time sometimes to do some of that decluttering things is when you're away and you do have some bandwidth available in your brain.
Yes.
So what would you, we've got time for, you know, maybe leaving one more tip for folks. What would you suggest when they're looking at this decluttering? What's one thing that has made, you know, that we haven't talked about already, but maybe another thing that's just made a difference for you, Julie?
Well, I think things that when we start the decluttering process, we see the physical shifts that happen and we see the releasing and we see maybe the space clearing out. But I think sometimes we forget about the intangible things. For me, releasing, you know, I released 8 boxes to a charity just about a week and a half, about 2 weeks ago. And since that time, I've seen an increase in my business. I've seen an increase in my communication with my partner. I've seen an increase in my bank account. I've seen leads come to me for both my coaching business and my other business. So I think there's some real intangibles that happen when we start to release things. And so I think it's important for people not to lose sight of that either. It's the physical stuff, but it's the other stuff that comes along that can really make a difference. So, and just taking, giving yourself permission to let go of the things that don't serve you. Don't feel guilty that your mother-in-law or your sister gave you this vase. If you don't love it, and if every time you look at it, you sort of go, it doesn't match. It doesn't fit in my space. It doesn't feel right to me. Bless it and let it go to somebody who will embrace it and love it, and it will fit beautifully in their space. And that's a real gift. So I think we need to give ourselves permission to release it guilt-free and know that it can move on to another home, that somebody else will love it if we don't.
Mm-hmm. So. And there's, you know, there's something about things that are needing repair, or, you know, need a button sewn on, or need a something done. Like if you haven't done the repair piece, like, you know, I'm thinking, you know, sometimes we hang on to things and go, oh, that just is going to need this, but I've had it for like, you know, 4 years. Like, yeah. Really? am I really going to fix it? Am I really going to find somebody to fix it? The amount of energy that it takes to just hang on to those things. And, you know, people are always asking me, what do you do with them? Well, you know, we've mentioned giving away to charity, or I often will just go online to one of like Kijiji or Craigslist or one of those places, and I'll just post things that for free. And it's always fun to watch. Often students come, you know, and they're like so excited to get something that they need that was just sitting in a cupboard, taking up space energetically and taking up space physically in my world. So encouraging those of you who have that kind of stuff to just start letting it go. And we'll be back next week to take your calls and support you in helping set that intention. You know, we'll just kind of recap setting an intention, 10 to 15 minutes, set the timer. Maybe have some boxes or things available to you that Julie talked about, you know, a giveaway, a garbage, a recycle, just, you know, 3 or 4 categories. That always helps. Start in one corner and kind of work your way around. And just know that you can and will repattern absolutely anything you choose. You have a two-second thing to say as we close off today, Julie?
I just want to thank you for the opportunity. This has been really fun, and it's really my goals and intentions. So thank you. I appreciate it.
And you're very welcome. And your word today was providing, and I know that you've provided a lot of great information for our listeners. And for me, because I am excited about, you know, that creating that flowing place of support and collaboration in my life in all areas of it in a deeper way than I have before. Thanks so much, Julie, for joining us. I'm Suze Casey. We'll be back next week with Flipping the Switch. Meanwhile, remember, you can and will repattern absolutely anything you choose. If either Julie or I can be supportive of that, we'd love to hear from you. Take care. Have an awesome week. Bye for now.